Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good grief for the Penguins right now. Down 3-0 to Minnesota. Speaking of Minnesota, that's who Penn State Hockey is playing, number 5 in the country. At Minnesota. Minnesota, wild right now. Will Aaron Rodgers play? That is the key question on everyone's mind going into Sunday. And now, other than will Aaron Rodgers play, it's turned to will Alex Highsmith play, and it's turned to will Cam Hayward play. Ton of injuries to sort through. Alan Saunders of Steelers Now joins us now. Alan, good to see you. You have the best backdrop of anybody. I know I've told you this multiple times before. I love it with all the credentials behind you. When do you run out of wall space? Have you run out of wall space?
I ran out of wall space a long time ago. It's just like layers of them now back there.
So they just overlap on each other.
Yeah. Yeah. Eventually I want to move to a different wall and we'll just keep going, but we haven't gotten there yet.
Will Cam Hayward play in this game, Alan, do you think?
I expect Cam Hayward to play. There's a chance he could be limited, some kind of ankle injury at practice today. Doesn't seem like it's super serious. Listed as questionable. Hate to have a Friday injury scare, but I think in the grand scheme of things, this one seems fairly minor.
More concerning injury, Aaron Rodgers or Cam Hayward?
Aaron Rodgers, just because, I think he's going to play. I don't think there's a lot of drama there. I guess the question is, how effective is he going to be? Can he go under center? Can he hand the ball off comfortably?
Yeah.
Will there be ball security issues? Can he do everything you want him to do? Because, I think Aaron Rodgers has been playing fine for the Steelers, but it's not like he's been so good that you're like, yeah, sign me up for the way he's been playing at 75%. And so... I think that's probably more concerning. Cam Hayward, I think, should be fine. And although the Bears do run the ball very well, I feel a little bit better about their depth on defense. I think Derek Harmon's been coming on. I think Wyatt Black's had a nice last couple games. So I think they'll be okay on the defensive front. If Aaron can't play well, they're not going to do a whole lot. We saw that against the Chargers.
So what do you think the gap is from Rodgers to Rudolph? Because a lot of people this week are trying to make it out to be pretty minimal. I think it might be a 4-point swing with Rodgers in compared to Rudolph, which could be substantial in what I think is going to be a field goal game. Is it that big of a drop-off in your mind between the two?
I think the floor is almost identical.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay. I think the difference is the ceiling. I think the base level play you're going to get from those guys is pretty much the same. I think Rodgers is capable of elevating his game to a place that Rudolph is not. I think he has in spurts this season. It hasn't been consistent. They also aren't great around him. Let's acknowledge that, no matter who's quarterback. So I look at this game as, and I think this is a game they should be able to win by running the football and not needing great quarterback play. So I don't think in this week, this game, there is that big of a difference. I think the difference is when you get into a game where you feel like you might have to win a shootout. I think that's when there's a bigger difference between Aaron Rodgers and Mason Rudolph.
What's going on with Alex Highsmith? He was out the last game. He's doubtful for this game. If I was Mike Tomlin putting the defense together, when Highsmith does in fact come back, one, do you think he's playing this game? And two, do you think that it's going to be appropriate for them to maybe flip Herbig and Highsmith snap counts to the point where it's 65% Herbig and a lot less Highsmith just to keep him fresh and try not to prevent a fourth injury?
Yeah, so it happened. He sort of bent his arm back when he was making a tackle of Justin Herbert. So he did it early in that game against the Chargers, tried to play through it, made it worse. I don't think he's going to play. Listed as doubtful, which I don't even know why they still have, because I feel like every time someone is listed as doubtful, they're just out.
Yeah, they're never upgraded.
Okay, I guess. You know, Herbig, I think he's had some good games when Highsmith hasn't been in there. I think he's also had some tough matchups. I think Herbig thrives when they can feed him those pass rush reps and he's not getting ground down. I think his run defense has gotten much better. But I think, like, especially in a game like this, the toll of a constant rushing attack. The Bears run the ball a ton. He's a smaller guy, and I think it's tougher for him to still look fresh and explosive at the end of a lot of reps than it is a bigger guy like Highsmith. So I think Highsmith should always have the big piece of that. But I think it should be, you know, give Watt a couple, you know, Watt's probably playing too much. You know, he should probably be close to like 80% of the snaps. So, you know, give a couple extra reps there, you know, get him to 80, 80, 40. And I feel like that feels pretty good to me. And then on top of that, you can add however many times they can play that three outside linebacker package where they're all on the field together.
So Watt over the last couple of weeks, in terms of the overall snap counts, was it 82% last 2 weeks ago, 85% in week 11? A lot of people have complained about the number of snaps that he's played so far. The thing that I think is concerning for some people is when it's Watt off the field, Hayward not on the field, and it's Jack Sawyer and Herbig or Sawyer and someone else in that type of role with Hayward not out there. Do you think they think about that at all? This was more of a conversation over more so like 2 weeks ago. But whenever they rotate defensive linemen, they rotate personnel of not having Watt and Hayward out there at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, I think generally when you're doing that, you're doing it at a place in the drive where you know you're going to need a break and you're kind of sort of intentionally taking your foot off the gas for a second there, as opposed to trying to do it piecemeal. I think it's two different strategies. mean, I think they're really, you know, a long drive. Let's say they down a punt inside the 10-yard line. And you know, the offense runs 7 or 8 plays just to get to the 50. Okay, and now they got a 1st and 10. You're like, oh, well, okay, now it's like this is going to be a long drive if they keep going. So you got to find some time to get some guys out so they're fresh again. So that's like a really good place to go 1st and 2nd down, make some wholesale changes, and then you're calling a defense knowing, hey, we got some backups in there. So like, let's not do anything crazy. Let's not get over it. Like, you know, let's do something these guys can do, as opposed to trying to call your normal defense with one of the most important players missing.
Right.
I think you end up, I can see the argument for both sides. I think it's probably better to just get guys a break, be simple for a couple plays, and then get your starters back in there.
Talking to Alan Saunders of Steelers Now. This is not necessarily a must-win game, Alan, but I think it's very important with the Ravens playing the Jets, then playing Cincinnati. The Steelers could be eating their pumpkin pie in second place if they lose this game against Chicago.
Yeah, it's certainly not a must-win. I think, and really, the way it's setting up right now, unless something kind of unforeseen happens, that game against Baltimore early in December is really going to be the game that tells us how the rest of the season is going to go. That game is setting up to be a must-win for the Steelers. And right. If they win it, I don't want to say this game doesn't matter, but it certainly doesn't matter nearly as much. I mean, I think there's a couple games here, the Bears and the Dolphins, the Steelers should feel okay about. There are certainly others that look really tough, right? Detroit and the Bills are still going to be a challenge, even though they're not playing consistently right now. And so you just make life harder for your, it's not must win, but you just make life harder for yourself if you don't beat the, and look, I know the Bears have a good record, but it's, in my mind, it's pretty hollow. They haven't really beaten a good team all year. This is one of the easier games left on their schedule. If you don't win these ones, it's not a must win. You're just making life more difficult for yourself later.
Donnie pointed this out earlier today that the Bears have won 5 games this year where they've come back in the final 2 minutes, tied for the most by any team since 83. Is that something where the luck just ultimately runs out? Or could that be a coaching thing with Ben Johnson there and helping Caleb Williams in those type of moments?
I mean, I wouldn't think that like a young quarterback would be the team that would be really, and also a team that runs the ball. You know, like if you're telling me one team is out here dominating fourth quarter comebacks, I'm betting on the Chiefs or the Bills or maybe even a worse team that still has a pretty good quarterback. You know, but like it just feels pretty random to me.
Yeah.
I don't know that I think that I would put a lot of stock into it. The other thing is like, it's happened against a bunch of bad teams. I mean, they've played a lot of close games against bad teams, and they've won a bunch of them, and that's why they have a good record. But I think the big picture is this Bears team is pretty beatable. Like, they are not as good as their record says.
Yeah, they're fool's gold. Like, the Giants, they beat by 1 score. They barely beat Minnesota. The Bengals in that crazy ending where Chase and multiple others were complaining about how they couldn't get a stop to end the game. When you look at the Steelers secondary, it's obviously played very well. Do you think that simplifying the defense when they added Kyle Duggar, that maybe Tomlin, maybe Terrell Austin noticed something and said maybe more simple approaches is better than complex defensive schemes that they tried to run earlier this year?
No, because I don't think they've kept it simple. I think they've gone back to being complex. I just think those two guys are really good. I think they got two really good safeties playing next to each other that are comfortable. They're covering a lot of ground. They're taking on really difficult assignments, and they're playing a variety of defenses so that they can tailor what they're doing to the opposition. And it doesn't seem that so far, since they've gone to those guys, they've run into the situation that Terrell Austin was in against Cincinnati, which the disaster that precipitated that change, which was, he was calling the right defense and the guys on the field couldn't do it. Because that's how you run, like that's the death knell for a play caller, right? When you're like, this is what we should be in, but these guys can't do that.
Right.
So now I'm calling stuff that I know we shouldn't be in just because I'm trying to call what we can do. And then obviously that leads to problems, and that's where they were against the Bengals. And I'm not saying that's gonna last forever, but so far nobody's cracked it. And they played those same Bengals with really good wide receivers, and they gave a good run at it, but weren't able to find a way to get past them. So I'm not saying it's forever, but I think they've got a pretty good answer with those two safeties.
Well, that's just what's surprising about Kyle Duggar. If you're New England and you're on the brink of 10 wins, and sure, you've relegated him more so to a backup role, why would you trade him to the Steelers for what they did? That still kind of baffles me with how Duggar has played here.
Well, they weren't using him. They wanted to trade him in the offseason. I don't think they felt like he was a fit for what they were doing on defense. I think so much of secondary play is, you know, teams have personalities and players have to fit those personalities. You know, one of the reasons I think James Pierre has played really well, I don't think James Pierre is a better cornerback than Darius Slay. Like, I don't think he ever has been. I don't think he is right now. But I think when you look at what this defense wants to do, who they're doing it around him, like, he's a better match to go play next to Porter and Echols than Slay is.
So you would play him over Slay then this week?
Well, I mean, Slay is questionable and was very limited in practice today. I don't know that he's ready to go. But, like, I think the reason that when Pierre's gotten in there, the results have been so good is not that, like, suddenly after 6 years in the NFL, James Pierre became, like, this crazy good corner. I just think he's a better match for what they're trying to do. Dante Jackson is having a fantastic year with the Chargers. I mean, we remember what he was here. He was fine in Pittsburgh, but he wasn't that good. I think styles make those matchups. And if Duggar wasn't a fit for what the Patriots were doing, they were right to trade him, even if he ended up being pretty good for Pittsburgh.
A few more minutes with Alan Saunders of Steelers now. No concern with Jaylen Warren. He's good to go.
He will play. I don't know if he will have his normal workload. If you're talking about, you know, prop bets and fantasy purposes, I'd be a little wary of a running back coming off an injury who's kind of been in a weird timeshare anyway. I don't understand the way the Steelers have split their running back reps to this point in the season. I feel like Warren needs like 5 to 10 more touches a game every game. But obviously it's prudent to take things a little bit easy when he's coming off an ankle injury. So it wouldn't surprise me to see a more even split between those two guys than we've seen. Although it has been even a couple times, but like that, when it's been even, I've thought that was a poor choice. Here, I think it would be appropriate.
So we're not going to see more Caleb Johnson. Will we ever see more Caleb Johnson, or is he still relegated to the bench most of the time?
I mean, I think you could see him. He got a series last week. He's been getting about a series a game. I think he can run the ball just fine. If they needed him to run the ball, he could do that job. The passing part of it is still a work in progress. I don't think they're in a hurry for him. I think they're getting really good running back. I think Jaylen Warren's one of the best running backs in the league. I think they just need to give him the ball more. And I think Kenny Gainwell, especially when Warren's been out, he's been really good. So there hasn't been a need to turn to Johnson.
What is the matchup to watch in this game? Like, what is the best matchup the Steelers can exploit and maybe be exposed for against Chicago?
Well, the three inside linebackers for Chicago all being out, to me, screams like this is a big throw the ball to the tight end kind of game.
Okay.
But they're also getting Jalen Johnson back, their best cornerback, who's missed almost the entirety of the season. I assume he's going to go get DK Metcalf. And that's, you should probably test him in his first game back, but to me, a bunch of backup linebackers against Darnell Washington, Pat Freiermuth, and a team that plays a lot of zone, especially Freiermuth is really good against the zone. Those feel like really good matchups for the Steelers. I think both teams should feel like they can run the ball in this game, and they probably both will. But for me, for the Steelers' defense, it's all about those tight ends also. Like, I really think it comes down to you have to – both teams are going to play heavy personnel. Both teams are going to go big against the run. Who gets got in the passing game because of that will probably go a long way. I mean, I think you're going to – both teams are going to be able to run the ball. I don't think anybody's going to really be able to stop either team from having some success in the running game. But if you get big pass plays on top of it, that's going to be a death knell for either of these offenses because neither offense is really comfortable gaining ground in big chunks. They're both very – it's a lot of a mirror image kind of game. And so I think the tight ends are big and just play action passing and splash plays in the passing game when you're focused on the run will be critical.
All right, Alan, who wins and why?
I think the Steelers win this game. I think they're a better team. I like their ability to pressure Caleb Williams. I think they will force him into making mistakes. He's done a nice job of not doing that so far this year. I think he only has 4 interceptions. But I don't like their offensive tackles much, especially they've had an injury at the left side. And I think the Steelers can get home with pass rush. And I think Williams will extend the play. He's not going to do what like Flacco did, what Jordan Love did, and just throw the ball in 1.8 seconds on every down. He's going to hold on to the ball to make a play. And I think ultimately that will be the reason the Steelers win this game.
Alan Saunders, Steelers Now. Always good talking to you, Alan. Take care.
Thanks, Austin.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.